You might be seated. Hey, wait a minute. One more time. Come on. Beautiful. You may be seated. We're going to have to learn that Indian stomp dance. They said that's what I do up here, but what I'm waiting to speak. Let's see, is that what I want? Oh, yeah. If you want to write this down, may the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. If you want to write this down, white, W-H-I-T-E, Buffalo, B-U-F-F-A-L-O, prophecy.com. That's ours. That's our domain. We bought it. Now, the gossip is spreading through this, and so if you want to become a part of it, you computer buffs will go on there, and people are watching it, and tell them you want to be a part of this, and they'll get you hooked up. Beautiful. I don't want to get your minds on it totally, but I see Revelation 7 there being starting to be fulfilled. And Yahweh talks about that being a short work, and talks about the tribes coming from. I've often wondered, where in the world are they going to, is this coming from? And now, I'm getting a glimpse of it. Beautiful, isn't it? you think about it, the unbelievers, they want to do away with the name and the laws, and the laws of peace. They want it's a nation of war, nations of war, and all the unbelievers want to do away with Yahweh's name and Yahweh's laws of peace. That's what Yahweh's laws are. They're laws of peace. Now, hidden in Oklahoma, in America, these guys, their forefathers, they didn't know this, but our forefathers, they fled for their lives from people who hated Yahweh's name and his laws. And here they are, living in America, sheltered here, using the name. They didn't even know, what a precious jewel this was, and now we're here to tell them. And Yahweh has opened a new door here. He's opened some others too. I don't want to tell you about this because Satan would probably get her foot in if I did. But there's some more doors being opened in the municipal fields of the world, with judges and lawyers and so forth. Wouldn't that be a blessing if we could get this thing turned around before it's blown apart? Well, here's something else from Oklahoma: chicken wrap. And don't miss out on this. This is Okey wrap. It's Okey chicken, made with Okey chicken, made with Okey vegetables also, made with Okey end of the age cheese, end of the age cheese, and Okey ranch dressing, also end of the age, made with end of the age cheese. And refried beans. I asked this morning, what is refried? How do you do refried? Well, you boil the beans and then you fry them. And I said, well, that's just frying them. That's not refried. So why do they call it refried? Does anybody know? I'll let the cooks tell you. My dad used to do that before it was ever called refried beans. And I remember it from about probably 7 years old. It's a beautiful taste. I'm excited to come to this Feast of Weeks. Now, this, it's beautiful. The Feast of Weeks, it concluded and may also conclude, this Feast of Weeks may also conclude the harvest of the latter grains. You think about that because this is Scripture, but we got an early harvest, a first harvest, then we got a latter harvest that comes in the last part of it, and they're all come together at the Feast of Weeks and are offered to Yahweh, both the first fruits and the last. You see, it's getting more beautiful all the time, which concludes and concluded and maybe concludes the harvest of the latter grains and the day of the first fruits, because the first loaves made from the new grain were then offered to Yahweh on the altar. Now, this is the altar not of death, sin and death. That one's going to be done away with. If you go to Daniel 12 again, go to Daniel 12, and we see it shows our time period, and it shows the knowledge and wisdom sealed up, of course, and man is held in darkness, so to speak, for about 2,000 years. Now, during that time period, of course, before America was discovered, Yahweh led all these people to America. And history knows that when Columbus came, you know, that wasn't the time of discovery. You know, people were here. There's families and tribes living here at that time that they wiped them out by the millions, like they did the buffalo. And strange, the buffalo would be here in such great numbers. You know, they killed millions of them, too. Down to the fact that there was no longer any free-ranging buffaloes left. But the knowledge, technology was sealed, and so was the way to salvation sealed. It wasn't there. And people that came here, they carried bits and pieces of knowledge with them from Europe, and there might even be hidden manuscripts in the Oklahoma caves. I don't know. But what they had, they kind of handed it down from generation to generation, and of course, this was hated by, I'm sure, the first Catholics that was here reported the word Yah that was used. And, of course, this brought hatred itself, and then they were these people of peace where they were easy to take advantage of, like they were in Israel also. And when the violent men rebelled against Samuel, Yahweh said they had done this from the beginning. That's in Samuel, 1 Samuel 15. But he said they'd carried this hatred with them from the beginning, and they were a rebellious, stiff-necked people, a violent people, as he showed, that's come down to us today, as is shown in Genesis 49. But we come in Daniel to Daniel 12, and Daniel, after everything is sealed, he looks, and Yahweh shows him that there would be two others then that would appear teaching the end, and of course also offering salvation. Up until that time, Scripture says salvation was just simply not offered. It was cut off, and knowledge was taken from the people, from the priests, from the seers, as they called themselves. That knowledge was taken away from them, and they no longer had Yahweh's understanding, but they were turned over to reprobate minds which we see in the active world today. We see it all around us. It's a nations preparing for war, filled with hatred, violence, lust. They lust. Their minds are filled totally with these things, and of course, it can be taken away from them. And they see that the system is failing them. But if they're turned loose and more comes their way, they still go right back to the same rat race all the time. Like a dog chasing his tail, they're hunting something. They just don't know what they're hunting. But the way to salvation is the same as always. It's to come to unity with the one sent. That's salvation. That's what your scripture teaches you. The only way you're going to get salvation is now that it's offered again, and Daniel saw it, and he saw two others preaching it and telling you this is the end. That's the last knowledge that was given, and it was shut down. But the salvation is the same as it was with Abel and Cain. And, of course, you saw the hatred with Cain, and all the world has gone after the way of Cain. The way that Abel taught was the way of peace through Yahweh's law. So the way to salvation is the same always. Come to unity with the one sent, as Yahshua unified himself with Yahweh. Now, if you can compare two scriptures here, hell, it'd be a little bit more than that, but this too starts it off. If you'll go over to Isaiah 59, and know for sure, know that salvation was gone. It was cut off from the land, and of course the people themselves cut it off, but Yahweh allowed it. But here in Isaiah 59, we see verses 1 and 2. He says, "Behold, Yahweh's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, nor his ear heavy that it cannot hear." Now, to have salvation, in other words, it's not Yahweh's hand can still offer salvation, but he says in verse 2, here's the reason. "But your own iniquity is doing away with the laws." Iniquity is different than sin, although iniquity is sin. Iniquity is doing away with the laws. That is laws of the camp, as Moshe had set up, statutes, judgments. Do away with either one of them, any of them. Take them lightly, and you'll be taken lightly. Be serious about it. Be very serious about it, and you will be receiving rewards, because Yahweh will know that he can trust you with the power that is coming, that I hope to get to next Sabbath and, of course, Pentecost. The Pentecost, I don't want to get your minds to thinking about that. I want it here. But we got a Sabbath that precedes Pentecost this year. And there's been arguments down through the centuries that I'm sure you've read about it always had to be that way, and the ones where the rewards were received were that way. There was a Sabbath preceding it, getting the people ready, and then that receptive year. In 1961, I found the date, by the way. In 1961, those two that Daniel saw started a radio show in Eastland in 1961. That was 50 years ago, will soon be 51. We're in the 51st year right now. But 50 years ago, those two that Daniel saw started a radio show in Eastland that could actually reach Abilene. 50 years ago in the wilderness. 50. Count 50. What day of the Omar? Well, count 50. And then the gifts are offered to Yahweh. Remember what the gift is, as Hebrews shows. It's a body. He didn't come to offer sacrifices except he let his own self be sacrificed to pay for the sins. We'll get more deeply into that too. We've got to come to that point. We need to come to that point to receive the power that he intends to give you. But 50 years ago, and you count 50, if you count 50, this Pentecost will be in the 51st year. This Pentecost, when the body can actually be offered to Yahweh. Well, you're that close. You really need, when Yahweh says, remember my Sabbath day to keep it holy, you really need to come to unity with me on that, because holiness, keeping the Sabbath holy, is not laying down on your hiney and saying to your wife, Brian, cook me some food and bring it to me, and wanting to be waited on. That's not what the Sabbath is all about. Yeshua kept the Sabbath perfectly. I'm keeping it the same way and teaching you the same perfection. And Yahweh says a speaking of me in the Holy Scriptures, that my rest that I offer to you will be glorious. It will bring you much glory if you'll get in unity with me on the Sabbath, every Sabbath. Don't be late. You be late. You know, it makes me think of the parable that Yahshua gave when he was talking about the man that gave a wedding feast and sent out invitations and nobody came. So he sent some more invitations and sent some runners, and at last he sent his son. And now he's beating the bushes and he has them lined up, and he says there'll be a very short work here when the knowledge is given this time, because other things are going to go with that knowledge to bring about a short work that will bring in 2 billion people. That will be saved, that will actually have protection through this horrible time. It's a horrible time of trouble, that is horrible trouble, but it's a necessary thing in order to, of course, teach mankind that that Yahweh won't tolerate sin. He won't tolerate rebellion. It just won't be in his house, not the least bit of rebellion. It won't be there. I remember King Saul, when, as some examples that Yahweh set, King Saul was given an order from Yahweh. He took it lightly. Oh, that's just Samuel. He's strict. He's unrelenting. Yes, he was, but that very thing lost King Saul. His little bit of rebellion there lost King Saul his kingship, which meant he could have been a king in the kingdom, because Yahweh chose him. He anointed him, and he threw it away because he was a little bit rebellious. He couldn't come into unity, complete unity, with the one sent. And Samuel was the one sent at that time. The one sent. You're not going to go straight to Yahweh. In fact, you won't even be presented to Yahweh until you come to that unity with me. That's the only way that you can be presented, that body of believers. And Yahshua himself is going to do it. I don't want to lose any of you. I love all of you. And I've prayed often, as Revelation 7 shows, I've prayed, give me a little more time. Well, here we see that you're shut off. You're shut off, and there's only one way to stop it. Now, if you look on over to verse 20, and this is how the world stands today, and the knowledge shut off, as Daniel showed, sealed up where it couldn't even be preached. It was taken away. A prophecy came to pass. Taken away. The name wasn't used. They had part of it, like the Indians that you just saw using part of it, and they have parts of those laws in their hearts and minds. They don't have the complete thing. They're not yet of the house, but Yahweh willing. But here now in verse 20, he says, so they will reverence me. They will reverence the name of Yahweh from the west. Now, this should bring other prophecies to your mind. One is, of course, think now, Revelation 7, the Malachim, the messenger, my brother, Jacob, coming from the east where he had stayed 7 years, offering this to the land of Israel, and was finally threatened, his life threatened, and he left and came back here, as prophecy said he would, came to me, and we established the house of Yahweh on what we now call the homestead, just a mile or so down the road, west. Speaking of white buffaloes, a picture was taken from the Butterhouse. I forgot the date. But it was 27 days before the white buffalo was killed. But a picture was taken from the Butterhouse over the sanctuary, I believe. And they took a picture of a dragon. And it looked just like a dragon that you would see in the movies. And the dragon was after what looked like a baby. Now, I think it was the same day that Kohan Anaya called me, and I was at the studio doing shows, and he called me, and he said he was on the way to town, and he said, there's a perfect dragon, perfect-looking dragon that I'm looking at. And he said he didn't take a picture. He said he hadn't learned to work his camera yet. But he said, there's a perfect-looking dragon. And he told me where it was, and I looked out the window to the south of the studio, southwest, and I said, yeah, I see it. And he said, it looks like a baby buffalo in front of the dragon. So it wasn't the one that we saw here and took the picture of. That one had, it looked like a baby, a human baby. But the one over there had a baby buffalo. Now, the human baby didn't die, but that's the one we got the picture of. Now, if anyone else got this other picture over the studio or to the southwest of the studio, I'd like to have it, but it had in front of it a baby buffalo in front of the dragon. And 27 days later, that white buffalo, baby buffalo, died. 27 days after that. Coincidence, I know. The baby buffalo at the sanctuary didn't, but the one outside outside the sanctuary did, got killed. Maybe has nothing to do with it, but it's so strange that the same dragon was chasing different things, and it was a perfect dragon, perfect-looking dragon, had his mouth open about trying to attack the baby. Well, here now, he says, you're shut off from Yahweh. That's verses 1 and 2. So they will reverence my name, reverence the name of Yahweh from the west. Reverence the name of Yahweh from the west. I brought that prophecy out hundreds of times in Revelations, how the messenger comes from the east to the west, and then the house of Yahweh is established, and Yahweh said in Zechariah, where are they going with this, and what is it? He said, it's a standard of perfection, and they're going to a land not yet established. That was the prophecy, which was, of course, America. To establish the house of Yahweh. So in the West, they will start reverencing the name of Yahweh. If you look back up to verse 15, you see, yes, truth, the law is suppressed, and he who departs from evil is accounted as crazy or mad. Yahweh saw this, and it displeased him that there was no justice to be found in the earth. No justice. And that's what, of course, we see today. We see, scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. Don't let that occur in the house of Yahweh. Follow the rules of the house of Yahweh. Hate gifts. Don't take gifts. Why do you need a gift? There's other ways of getting things besides taking a gift. A gift sets you up for another scratch my back. You couldn't rightly turn someone down if they just set a apple tree or something in your front yard as a gift, could you? Well, you owe that person, don't you think? If you done something free for them, you took it on your own, do you see what you're doing when you take your gifts? You know, they could be thrown behind you in the lake of fire with you. Start thinking how serious these little things are that Samuel told to Saul. Because of this, the kingdom is going to be taken from you, Saul. Now dwell on the little things. We had people that left the last feast and couldn't even wait till they got to the bus station to start flirting around and lusting with one another. Why did you even come here? Is it just here that Yahweh wants His laws kept? He wants it, like the man said, in your heart. Now you think about what that man was saying. You know, this has been handed down from generation to generation, that it must be in the heart. The great Malachiah brought forth a prophecy there, and he talked to that very thing. It would change the hearts and minds of the people. Now, if it's not in your heart, you're going to leave this building and go and turn back to your stupidity of taking gifts, passing out gifts, without permission, without a work order. Oh, well, that doesn't mean anything, does it? Yes, it means everything. It means I'm not going to have you with me if you don't change your heart and your mind. From the West, you're going to reverence my name, or you won't be there with my name. From the West. Well, this stuff departed. How did it depart? Do you remember the first ones that came against Moshe and said, well, he's not the only one that's holy around here? And I'm sure that would make sense to some people who want their own way. What Yahweh wants to know, will you obey my rules or not? Will you obey what I've set before you or not? Will you come to unity with this person I've set before you? I'm not going to deal with you. I'm going to deal with this person I've sent. Yahshua was sent to that very trashy world. And look what they did to him. They rejected him from day one. He took 12 young men and trained them in the laws of Yahweh. And that's why the Indians are called the name Yah in Oklahoma, from their work and from the gossip that this person started, that Yahweh started, Yeshua started with this woman, this gossip of righteousness. Yes, truth is suppressed. We just put it down. Why? We made a quick, irrational decision. Not thinking, hey, is this pleasing to Yahweh? No, certainly not. Not if you don't follow the laws. Well, I didn't take a shovel with me and I'm hurting. I'm going to do it anyway. So I dump it out on the grounds. I'm just naming a few of these things to get you to thinking. The little things can get you burned, get you thrown in the lake of fire. Why did you come in here? How did you get in here without a holy garment? That holy garment, what are you talking about? Yeah, I'm holy. That's what they all said. We're all holy before Yahweh. Now, if you're holy, you'd be following. You'd be in unity with the one sent, as Yeshua was in unity with the Father who sent him. And now he's sending in the last days from the west two men. He said, here's the way it's going to be. And I will have no other work except this. Take it or leave it. It's your choice, he said. Well, now in verse 19, he said, they will reverence my name from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. That's where it came from, coming to the west. When our enemies will come in like a flood, that's speaking of Revelation 12, where Satan tries to destroy the house, like a dragon trying to destroy the baby, trying to destroy the buffalo. The Spirit of Yahweh, now get this, the Spirit of Yahweh will lift up a standard against them. The Spirit of Yahweh will lift up a standard against them. That Spirit of Yahweh, as you know, is Yahweh's laws, his 613 laws. As Yeshua said in Yochanan, the 6th chapter, and verse 63, I believe it is. He says, the Redeemer will come to, it says Zion. The word Zion means those who keep the entire law. Now, that's what Webster's and every other dictionary that knows how to pronounce and knows the meaning of the Hebrew language, it will tell you that he's going to come to those that keep the 613 laws that are in unity, with them. Through the one sent, come to Zion for those who keep the entire law, is what the book said. Those of Yaakov who repent, who will repent of their sins, declares Yahweh, who will repent of their sins. Remember, the very strongest sin of all is rebellion. That's pushing aside. That's iniquity, doing away with the laws. No matter how big it is. He didn't ask you how big it was. It's just that if you do it, you're cutting yourself off from Yahweh, and you're back to verse 1 again. Verse 1 and verse 2. Now look at verse 21. As for me, this is my covenant. As for me, this is my covenant with them, that with them from the west, 19, verse 19, this is my covenant with them from the west, says Yahweh. My Spirit, which is upon you, namely my laws, that's what his Spirit is, his laws, that's where you get it, which I have put in your mouth, my Spirit that is upon you. Now remember Isaiah 59, verse 19, from the west, they're going to reverence my name from the west. Then this is the covenant I'm going to put upon them, my Spirit, which is upon you. Think you know who that's speaking of, but turn back to, hold your place right there. Hold your finger right there on that page. And turn back here a few pages to Isaiah 44. Isaiah 44. And look at verse 3. Now, everyone knows, I think, here, that this is speaking of the two witnesses. And he's saying they're two brothers from the womb that Daniel said he saw in the last days on a future day teaching. So it's the two witnesses from the same womb. And look at verse 3. For I will pour water upon him who is thirsty and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit upon your seed. That's what I say. Praise Yahweh. So the spirit that I have is the one he's going to put on you. It's that plain and simple, unless you refuse it. Upon your seed and upon your, and my blessings upon your offspring. So you got my children who include all of you, and that's the way I express myself to other people. That's my son. You see him speaking up there? That's my son. I don't care if he's born, who he's born of. He's my son. The two deacons you saw speaking today, they're my children. They're my sons. They're my great sons. Not great grandsons, but great sons. Okay, so back to Isaiah now, 59, speaking of this work in the West where they actually reverence the name of Yahweh because they have my spirit, which is upon you, namely my laws, which I have put in your heart, in your mouth. They will not depart from your mouth, nor from, you think I'm going to quit it? He tells you, no, they're not going to depart from Israel's mouth. They're going to stay there forever. And I'm going to love you forever if you make it into the kingdom with me. And I do want you to make it. And you won't make it without rebellion or with rebellion. Your mouth, nor from the mouth of your seed. So you see what you're doing here is building up the same spirit, the same attitude that I have, that we're going to preach this spirit forever. It's not going to depart from my seed, which is you, nor from the mouth of your seed, says Yahweh. It won't depart. We're speaking of the last days. We're speaking of a remnant people that was actually prophesied, put on the altar. Our ancestors actually put us on the altar and never did know what they were doing at the time when they placed those first fruits and latter fruits on the altar. That first fruits was not us. We are the last that will be first. First to receive this great blessing. From this time and forevermore. This is a forever thing. It will never be taken from you, brethren, if you will set your mind to receive this. That's a beautiful thing to me. In Yochanan 6, in verse 63, Yeshua showed the Spirit to be the laws. In Yochanan 6, Yochanan 6 also, let's turn there and look at verse 29. Well, look at 63 first and read it for yourself. You should memorize it. Keep it in your mind and heart. This is the Savior's words. Yochanan 6 and verse 63. It is the Spirit that gives life. It's the Spirit that gives life. Well, what is the Spirit? Of course, that's that gassy God floating around in heaven. He's the one, right? He's the one that came and committed adultery with their queen and brought forth Jesus Christ. Yes, this is the stupid attitudes that you get from the world. What the truth is right here, the law. Mary, the mother of Yeshua, is dead, and we will resurrect her. In fact, we're going to resurrect all the dead. But it is the Spirit that gives life. What is the Spirit? The flesh is useless without it. It's worthless without it. Without you coming to unity with this that he mentions next. That Yahweh said is going to be put in my mouth and stay there forever. It's going to be put in my seed's mouth and will stay with them forever. You got all of that? The laws that I speak to you, they are spirit. They are the spirit of Yahweh that we just read in Isaiah 59:21. And in the West, this is the West. Yes, it's referred to even in the world today as the West. Go West, young man, wrote the pen of, I forgot who, now. Well, we're in the West, and that's where the spirit is of Yahweh. The reverence of Yahweh is being taught. And they are life everlasting. That's the only way you're going to receive life everlasting. Your Savior said that to you right there. There's no other way. It comes from believing, by the way. Believing all that the prophets have spoken. Now, with that in mind, let's go over to Revelation 7. Revelation 7. And I got just a minute here, and I won't get too deep into this, but it'll come later. But all of you are familiar with the first parts of this, I know, but I'm going to rehearse it just a little. Revelation 7, verse 1, and after these things, well, he names all the things that's going to take place here, starting with the quartet in verse chapter 6 and verse 1. The quartet wasn't even invented till 2002, but is named in Scripture as causing all the hell that we're seeing take place right now and is going to get worse. And after verse 1, chapter 7, after these things, I saw four Malachim standing on the four corners of the earth. These are messengers. These are the quartet that he just shows in chapter 1 through 6 there. The quartet that we have that's in control of the world, given permission to do certain things, hurt not the oil and the wine. And all of this is coming to pass right in front of our eyes today. There's no reason at all for you not to believe all that the prophets have spoken. We got too much that's already come to pass. That proves the Yahweh's scriptures to be true from beginning to end, because it was here a little and there a little, and it's written throughout by the prophets throughout, from one end of the scriptures to the other. And this is the great gathering right here of the 2 billion people that we're going to see done in a flash. I saw the four Malachim, that's the quartet, standing on the four corners of the earth, that is four strategic places with great power, holding the four winds of the earth, so that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another. This wind, of course, is speaking of the words of Yahweh, and of course the winds of war, which is going to destroy or almost destroy the earth. Then I saw another Moloch ascending from the east. And we've shown, I don't know how many times and how many ways, that if you come from where my brother did to here, you'll be going straight west. And from the west, they will reverence my name. Remember that scripture. And having the seal of the living Father, the seal, of course, is his laws, statutes, and judgment. This is my seal, he said. Having the seal of Yahweh with the living Father. And he cried with a loud voice to the quartet to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, that is the people, the earth and the people. As chapter 17 shows, the people are the multitudes, nations, and tongues. Verse 3 saying, hurt not the earth until neither the sea nor the trees, until we have sealed the servants of our Father in their foreheads. And then he shows so many from each tribe. Each tribe. It kind of does make sense when you put it that way now with what is going on in with the house of Yahweh right now. Each tribe. It's a beautiful thing. And I keep thinking of of the prophecy of Genesis 49, because, you know, the Yahweh shows what is scattered in the people, in the bloodlines, in the DNAs, what is come down to the earth, and that's exactly what we're facing right now. Everything that was showed in Genesis 49, we're seeing right now, and then the knowledge increasing, as was as Daniel showed in chapter 12, the knowledge increasing. Well, the knowledge is once again given, as Isaiah showed. It's once again given. It was shut off. But now it's once again given. Salvation is offered by Yahweh in the West, in the prophesied West. And he shows here all these people. And then after that, he says, after this, I looked and behold a great multitude, which no man could number, of all the nations, tribes, peoples, tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. Well, you can't stand before the Lamb without his house. He shows that over and over. And this is the work that's going to be put into their mouths also and their hearts. The Lamb clothed with white robes and with palm branches in their hands. And they're keeping the feast of Yahweh. And he cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our Father, it's now come. Salvation. Salvation. It's offered, and it's being completed right here, as we see in these chapters right here. Look at verse 14 through 17. He said, and I said to him, ruler, you know, he asked who it is in verse 13, and he says, you know, and he said to me, these are the ones who come out of great tribulation. And of course, that's what we see approaching right now. The greatest part of it is the nuclear part that's going to devastate the earth and kill four-fifths of the earth's population. But 2 billion people we're seeing right here is going to be saved, going to be protected through this thing and remain alive. And from that, from those 2 billion people, we're going to rebuild the earth and we'll put it back in peace this time, and they won't learn war anymore. I want you with me forever, brothers and sisters. I don't want you but for just a short time. I want you with me forever. I want to be able to present you faultless before Yahshua, and Yahshua then will present all of us to Yahweh. And that day I'm looking forward to earnestly, and it's not too long before we're going to see that. Thank each moment. Thank each moment. Pray to Yahweh every morning, first thing when you wake up. Pray for guidance and inspiration. Pray that you won't be doing things without thinking anymore. Think about it. You know, we're made. Yahweh created us to where we could act on a cloud, or we could actually think the thing out. Stop. Remember that? Stop that lesson. Stop. Think. And choose what is right. Well, choose what has been taught you. Choose according to the rules and regulations that Yahweh has given you, and he will choose you as one of his sons and daughters. May Yahweh bless you. I love you. Amen.